We are not to be afraid of our poverty. The gospel text today, the poverty of Jesus' disciples is revealed. And yet it is not an obstacle. Sometimes in our life as a believer, we look at the life of a Christian, the life of a believer, in all of its goodness and what it is supposed to be and who we are supposed to be for others, for God. And we can be like the disciples, standing in front of a vast crowd of people, numbering at least 5,000, and we can say, I am insufficient for the task ahead of me. Your poverty is not an obstacle. Note the process in which their poverty is revealed. 5 loaves and 2 fish are all that we possess. They take their poverty, they do not make the gift of their poverty directly to the crowd. They make a gift of their poverty to Jesus. He takes it, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it back to them, who in turn give from the gift of their poverty to Jesus, reciprocate it back to them, to the crowds. And it is sufficient, it is enough, it is more than enough. It feeds all of them until they are satisfied. And they still have stuff left over. This miracle required trust on the part of the disciples. And in fact, for a moment, they were completely poor because they had made even the gift of their poverty to Jesus and were left with nothing. My brothers and sisters, your poverty is not an obstacle to God. In fact, in your poverty, just like in the gospel, God can do amazing things. If we humble ourselves and actually give even of our poverty to Jesus, entrusting that which we possess to Him, He can do the miraculous in our poverty. This is not the way the world operates. This is not the way that we advertise about ourselves and self-promote on Facebook, on Twitter, and every social media platform known to man that is coming out day after day after day. We do not self-promote by revealing our poverty. We self-promote by promoting the best pictures, the best activities, the best one-liners, the best memes, the best pictures, everything of the best. But in our relationship with Jesus, He wants it all. He wants our poverty. If poverty were an obstacle for Jesus loving the world, then He would never have come as He did, as a poor child in a crib, in a manger, in a stable, in a cave, surrounded by animals. It is not that we have loved Him, but that He has loved us. I have said it about 6 times, I think, in the homily. But we need to hear it and hear it and hear it until we begin to live it. Our poverty is not an obstacle to God. Do not be afraid of your poverty. Amen.